Levin says his office bargained with the Iraqi government for the return of al-Daoud's remains. Al-Daoud was brought to the U.S. as an infant, but was ordered to leave following a series of crimes. Levin says the man suffered from mental health issues and diabetes, and that his death in Baghdad appears to be related to not getting the care he needed.
These deportations are continuing, and we are almost certain that more people will die.
Levin says al-Daoud and other Iraqis deserve hearings before being deported. He says the return of al-Daoud's body will allow his family the chance to mourn and for him to be buried alongside his mother. I'm Rick Pluta.